This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803
Big
Rock.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Eric. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey.
Hola.
Eric, are you sober or not sober?
I'm a little bit there.
All right. A little bit there. Are you drinking the men's room IPA?
I have been, but not tonight. I'm doing the Elijah.
All right.
Variety pack.
Okay. All right. You can only eat one on Sunday, Eric. You taking the wings, the sliders, the pizza, or the nachos?
Pizza.
All right, Eric, here is your question. Zoologist Diane Fossey dedicated her life to the study of what animal?
Gorillas.
Man, oh man, what's going on today?
All right,
hey,
bye.
Miles, I went to school with you.
You went to school with
me? Yeah, Explorer Middle School. I was an Eagle, too.
Oh, you're talking about Boy Scouts.
Nope. Weren't you a... I guess not. I'm thinking of the wrong school.
No.
What school
are you from? West Virginia?
Nope. My grandpa, great-grandpa was born there, but I went to Everett. I thought you were Explorer Eagle for some reason.
I was not even close.
No.
Okay, Miles grew up in West Virginia.
Yeah.
Well, hey, Eric, before we let you go, man, true or false question for you. True or false? The human eyes can observe 10 million different colors.
False.
True. Now, as a dude, I don't believe that to be true. My wife can see every color.
Yeah. That's like, why I hate going to the paint section.
I don't mind that because they just put a label on it. And I'm like, all right, man. But when my wife would try to describe something, I'm like, listen, name the color. So say orange. Go cool. Is it light orange? Is it dark orange? And let's just go like that. Don't tell me it's...
I don't know, CPS,
Mandarin.
Sunset.
Like, I don't know what that means.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Yeah, I think I could have someone explain it to me in college terms.
What do you mean?
Like, it's maroon. It's like, all right, so it's a red. It's a darker red. Is this like Clemson or like a Washington State?
Alabama.
Kind of crimson? Right.
Burnt orange versus Carolina blue.
Right, I know burnt orange from orange.
Yep. I do, too, just because of Texas.
Yeah.
That's it.
I told you last year, finally, I figured it out. We were watching a sunset. I said, God, it's gorgeous. And my buddy just looks at me and goes, yeah, it's burnt orange.
Yeah.
That's why they do it.
You know, but if you don't live there, you wouldn't think about it, right?
No.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Marshall. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hola.
Marshall, are you sober or not sober?
Actually, not. I'm at home today.
Oh, nice. Nice. Good for you.
Crown Royal?
Yep, Crown Royal, and got my USA Today.
Crown Royal neat.
Mm-hmm, I'm assuming, like a man. Yeah. Marshall, only eat one on Sunday. Wings, sliders, pizza, or nachos?
Wings.
My man.
Wings, yeah.
All right, I got a multiple choice question for you there, Marshall. I know you hate those, but here we go. What pharaoh is known for the construction of the Great Pyramid of Giza? Was it King Tutankhamun? Was it Cleopatra? Was it Khufu? Or was it Amenhotep? So Tut, Cleopatra.
Amenhotep, I believe. It was Amenhotep, I believe.
Khufu.
Oh. I did not realize that's where Hotep comes from.
Yeah, Amenhotep. Those are the only four I can think of, but yeah, Khufu is actually the guy that ordered the construction of it. I do not know if they completed it before he died. All right, your question. Zoologist Jane Goodall dedicated her life to the study of what animal?
Isn't that the gorilla lady?
No, that was Diane Fossey. Jane Goodall did the chimpanzee.
Chimpanzee.
Personally, I would rather study gorillas than chimpanzees.
She's really close to those chimps.
Yeah. Man,
yeah,
I don't want to think about what they're going to do. All right, Marshall, what TV judge wrote the book, quote, "Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining"?
That'd be Miss Judy.
Yes, Judge indeed. Judy. Judge Judy.
Don't pee on my leg and
tell me it's raining.
That was the name of her book.
Yeah, because that is pretty much how she talks.
Okay.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Boo, bitches.
Boo!
Matt, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Matt, are you drinking a men's room IPA?
You bet I am. They go down real good.
Nice, nice.
Yes, they do.
You're going to try that 20th anniversary lager as well. All right, Matt.
Absolutely.
Only eat what on Sunday? Wings, sliders, pizza, nachos. Where are you going?
Yeah, I'm going pizza.
Pizza.
All right. All right, Matt, here's your question. What was Dr. Hannibal Lecter's profession?
Wasn't he a psychiatrist?
Man, what is happening?
He's actually one of the original Chippendales.
Damn.
Okay. Here is your question. True or false, the tongue is the only part of the human body with taste buds.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'll go true.
False, believe it or not.
What else does?
I'm not entirely sure.
Your nose, maybe?
It's something. It's somewhere in your general area.
Oh, okay. I was
right. There's a reason why. I mean, it's not like the bottom of your
saying,
feet.
Let's say it's in your nostrils, right? Mm-hmm. I could take a piece of, I don't know, whatever, cheese, right?
Yeah.
And stick it up my nose, and I could taste it.
Kind of.
Also, the only muscle attached at one side.
You're right. It's only attached in the back.
Not the only one.
Now, I would think the back spot could taste stuff. Because if I eat spicy food, I taste it the next day.
Like the epiglottis or whatever the hell it is.
Oh, no, my butt.
You know, you're feeling it. You're not really
feeling it, not really tasting it.
All right.
Like, you'll know you ate spicy food, and you know the spicy food you ate, but I can't imagine. You're like, I must have had tandoori chicken. What is that?
That's the acids.
Right.
You're not sitting on the toilet like, ooh, chocolate.
Man, if you had taste buds on your butt, people would hold poops for a long long time.
That tastes like tongue.
Hello, Kramer. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Kramer, sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right, Kramer, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll. You can only eat one on Sunday. Are you taking chicken wings, sliders, pizza, or nachos?
Nachos.
Nachos.
Nachos. Text just came in. It says, before Thrill goes and kills her, Jane Goodall still alive.
All right, good.
Okay.
God almighty.
Long live Jane.
Long live Jane. Yeah. Now I feel like I've just put that out in the universe and something terrible is going to happen.
I mean, the chimps aren't going to attack her.
Why not? Yeah, I like it hairless. You know? All right, Kramer, your question. What disease grounded astronaut Ken Mattingly from the Apollo 13 mission?
Measles.
Look out today.
This is unbelievable.
This is, man. All right, before we let you go, true or false question. In The Little Mermaid, Prince Eric and Ariel have a daughter named Princess Song.
True.
That's false.
Melody.
Probably a good thing.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Edward. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. Edward, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober Edward. Welcome to Big Dummy. All right. Only eat one on Sunday. Edward, will it be wings, sliders, pizza, or nachos?
I'm going with the pizza.
Pizza, again. Man, I wonder how many people are going to roll up to a party and they actually do have pizza.
You've got a ton.
You got to think ahead on this one. You got to get a take and bake. You can order pizza.
Sure.
And I think you should go pick it up, maybe, because the delivery driver's going to get
you can. Charged. It's just going to take a minute. Like, I ordered one once. They're like, it's going to be 90 minutes.
Yeah.
All right.
I would say this. Fair enough. I don't know that I'd wait for the start of the game to order that pizza.
No.
Or no. You got to wait till like the game's almost over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever had pizza on the Super Bowl. But
really?
What?
I don't think I have.
I'm not sure that I have either.
Really?
No.
Oh, man.
I think that's the hardest one to find.
I know I've had nachos. I know I've had chips and dip, buffalo sauce. Yeah. I don't think I've had pizza on.
Because typically when you go to a place and it's your buddy's house, everyone's just bringing a dish. Very rarely do people walk in with a stack of four pizzas.
True.
No, but like last year, right, like last year we went to a friend's house and we all brought stuff, but then we also ordered some pizzas.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm right there with you. All right, Edward, here's your question. Robert Louis May. He is responsible for creating what beloved Christmas character?
The Scrooge.
Rudolph. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with Rudolph the Brown-Nosed Reindeer. All the other reindeer couldn't stand him. Kissed the Santa's ass all the time.
That's not what he's into.
But Santa is.
All of them brown-nosed reindeer, so they all follow Rudolph.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why does he have a sty?
All right, your question. What process involves the heating of milk to a temperature of about 158 degrees?
Pasteurization.
All right, very good.
Yes, indeed.
More of Big Dummy on the way, 206-803-ROCK.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.